there's a lot of patterns that you can notice over the years. One of the patterns that I noticed was anytime you talked about how vigilantism was anti-Bible, the legalists would get mad. Vigilantism is anti-Christ. But there's a lot of people with a vigilante mindset going to church thinking that that's normal. Because think about it, most people go to church but they don't read their Bible. They're just following another box. I'm not saying all people, but most people. Whatever the preacher says, that's what they believe, you know. Instead of reading Romans 12:21, don't repay evil for evil, but evil with good. So they don't read that part. They just get into revenge mode and think that's normal. You know? They don't really believe that God repays. And if they do, they want it to happen when they want it to happen. And so the whole thing is bizarre. And so just because somebody's faithful in church, just because somebody's high up in the community, just because somebody's quote unquote respected in the community, they still could be just big fat liars, you know, and they usually are. To rise up in the system, they usually have to compromise and have to join a box, some kind of box. Get in some kind of box, you know, some kind of 666 cube box. Freemasons, Jesuits, witchcraft. Behind the scenes, they're in witchcraft usually. Speaking of witchcraft, Pentecostals are in witchcraft, don't even know it. If a person teaches that you can lose your salvation, and you ask them, you say, well, can you lose your salvation? They say no. They're in such a contradiction in their mind as you can't even deal with that kind of person. That person's so lost. I want you to really think about the contradiction of what I just said. If you ask a Pentecostal, say, can a person lose their salvation? And they say, yes. And you say, well, can you lose yours? No. Why? Because I speak in tongues. They don't say because I believe on Jesus. These people are lost. They're religious but lost. These people can't even see their own contradiction. And if you talk to them long enough and you ask them about this verse or whatever and you just listen, they take verses out of context. They don't leave it in context. They take it out of context. It's witchcraft. It's lies. Sorcery. Say, well, how's that sorcery? Because they're taking a verse out of context to change reality. And if you change reality, you're trying to bend reality to meet your will. And you want other people to follow your fake reality. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's witchcraft. That's sorcery. That's just like WandaVision. They want to bend reality to get you to believe their lies. Kind of like the medical system, the education system. The whole system is doing that. The corporate system. They're bending reality. What do you think the whole stock market, corporate reporting? So they go up there and they report. They try not to get caught, but most of them get caught. They report all these things and they report a loss for the last 10 years. They're losing money. But they're making millions and billions of dollars. And it's like, how are you losing money when you're staying in business and you're the top company in the whole world? You know, it don't make sense. They take the books. The accountants, they pay these high paid accountants to figure out a way to make it look different than what it is. Think about what I'm telling you. You go to college to get your degree as an accountant, but your whole purpose in that business is to what? Change reality to make your company look better than it is. It's all lies, people. It's all fake reality. It's so fake, the whole system is fake. It's so fake, I don't even have words for it. So the ones who rise up in the system, the vigilantes, the ones who think that they are saved and not saved, and or just want to project it, you know, they'll never say, I'm born again, I got saved at such and such age, I was going down the highway and I was listening to this preacher and I pulled over. And some people will try to convince you. They'll say, well, I had a feeling. I had an emotional feeling, and that's what they think is being saved. It might be emotional, but that's not how you got saved. You got saved by belief in Jesus, trusting in Jesus, receiving Christ into your heart by faith. And when you say something like that, you say, you receive Christ into your heart by faith. And they say, where's the Bible verse? And you show them. You received the Holy Spirit the day that you received. And they just walk away. They'll argue in public, but then when you show them the answer, they just walk away because they don't want to accept it. When you show the truth right there in their face, and they can't, you back them into a corner and they can't contradict themselves anymore, they just walk away. Instead of admitting they're wrong, admitting that the Bible's the truth in context, that you've shown them how it says it clearly in the Bible, they just walk away. Why? Because they can't admit they're wrong. They can't admit that they're a sinner. They can't look at themselves. They're not able to be introspective because it will destroy their whole worldview, which is what? Their God. They have the right to be judge, jury. Their conclusion is the final word. Instead of be willing to be pliable according to God's word, they think they have the answers. They think they're God. Really. For real. They really do. It's the God complex. And if you tell them they got the God complex, they would deny that. It's really sad.